Burgano's, I was at Chancellor Burgano's talk yesterday, and he was talking about Berkeley's mission, which is obviously the same as ours in many ways, and he described it as societal impact. So when you think about the role of public higher education in our society, that mission resonates with donors. It's an important one. It's a real strength of this institution. Our institutional and campus quality, the rankings of our programs, the quality of our faculties, the quality of our campuses, the quality of our various colleges and schools and departments, the breadth of our operation, the energy that we have as an institution, those are other strengths that I would point to that are real pluses for us. Our leadership, particularly the way it's set up now, is I think a very key opportunity for us from a development point of view. We have a great board, we have great chancellors, we have a very successful president. So we have the leadership, including at the decanal level and at the provostial level, that should position us well to get our case across. We have the right strategic high-level case, and what I mean by that is that the fact that public funding is going down isn't the worst thing in the world in regards to relating our public mission to the sense that we also need greater resources from private sources to drive us forward. People know that the state is not investing at the levels they had in the recent past, and so that provides an opportunity for us from a strategic point of view, from a development perspective. The size of our community, if you look at just our alumni community, someone told me yesterday that if you put all the University of Illinois alumni in one regional area, it would be the ninth largest city in the United States. That's a big community. So we have a very large community to draw on and to try to convince to increase their level of philanthropy and engagement with the institution. There's a lot of pride within in that community. And I also would say that our existing program, whether you look at the campus-based programs, the college-based programs, or the foundation, they're not broken programs. There's some real strength in those programs. We just need to build on that. Challenges are relatively significant, and I will point to a few of those. I'm just going to move on and talk about a couple of those. The first I would point to is our performance. If you look at the yellow bar, our total new business figure has been roughly static around $270 million. We had a good year in 2012, but there's some flatness in those figures. Most of our upside, a good deal of our upside, has been driven by deferred gifts, which is good news and bad news because we generate a significant amount of realized bequest estate gift commitment revenue on an annual basis because we've filled that pipeline aggressively over time. But at the same time, we need to be more aggressive in pursuing cash gifts today. So if you look at the gifts, the green bar, you can see that it's run basically flat in the $90, $95 million range. We had a good year in 2012, but a little too flat from my perspective. This shows up again in regards to the donors by gift level data. So if you take any given gift level over the last 5 years, let's use for example the $5,000 to $25,000 gift donor level. The average is $2,140. You can see that that number stayed relatively static, stagnant during a five-year period. If you look at million-dollar gifts, it's the same thing. It's around $30 million plus gifts per year. This is in cash. So our challenge is to move these bands up, and if we can move the bands up, the outcome will be greater. But that's a simple way of talking about one of our challenges in regards to performance. Prospect pool is very related to this, but I wanted to share it with the board because I think it's important for you to think about these relatively macro issues. We have a very large, as I just noted, alumni constituency. Just signaling out the alumni constituency. One of the interesting things about our alumni constituency is if you look at the age demographic, 67% of our alumni have graduated since 1980. 49% have graduated since 1990. That's a good news, bad news thing from a fundraising point of view, but it's not an issue for us institutionally wide because we have so many other individuals in our other age cohorts or categories. The larger question for us from a fundraising point of view is the size of our managed major gift prospect pool, which is much, much too small to fulfill the aspirations that, for instance, Phyllis spoke about